Good morning, everyone. This is Marilyn O'Malley, and welcome to Embodying Happiness and Prosperity Radio Show. And I am a transformational expert guiding highly sensitive and creative entrepreneurs and professionals to transform their limiting mindset, liberate their true self, the love that they are, your purpose and passion, and to help you manifest the happiness, prosperous, and juicy life that you were meant to live. So welcome, and today we're going to continue last week's overwhelm. So this is learning how to self-care for overwhelm. Part two, because there's so much to talk about this. And if you didn't listen to the first part, you might want to go back and do that. And I created a meditation for clearing and grounding and took you through how to create a healthy boundary. So that's really helpful. And you can do that every day. I had somebody ask me about they're always in overwhelm. And I just said, do that meditation every day. And they said, I'm too overwhelmed to do the meditation. And so, you know, there is, when we do feel too overwhelmed to do anything, some people get into, like, they freeze. You know, we have in our brains, in our reptilian brain, we have the fight, the flight, or the freeze. And so, when something happens, or a lot of things happen, we either show up like fighting back and scrapping and, you know, doing whatever we have to do to find our way out of that. Or we flee. We just sort of go and do something else. You know, when we're wanting to work and as entrepreneurs and get something, create something, and you have your list and you feel overwhelmed by it, then you might think, well, I'll go do my dishes, or I'll just call so and so, and you end up, or I'll go to Facebook. You know, we distract ourselves, and so that's called fleeing. And then there's the freeze that some of us. What just happens is they can't do anything. So you might end up being in front of the TV, just spacing out or going and eating unconsciously. You just feel like you can't do anything. And so you find yourself kind of doing everything. You know, you notice like you'll just go from wander from room to room or space out. And when we get in those situations, and particularly freeze, it's just like do one thing. Here's some, go move your body. Just go put on music and dance. Take a walk around the block. Do something to do some yoga or exercise. Or just fun dancing. And that will actually help you move the energy, start moving the energy through your body and release the overwhelm that's happening in your brain. Feel like it's like a lockdown, overload. And so going and doing something active is really important. So, again, this show is for highly sensitive and creative entrepreneurs and professionals. And so I'm coming at this from the highly sensitive, which also applies to anybody else. So welcome if you're not highly sensitive, but this is really to give, to support the highly sensitive. And so what I want to pay attention to today is, you know, what are the things that get you overwhelmed? How do we prevent it? And you know, how do we change the behaviors that are going on? And I guess I'll also share some foundation information is that, you know, a lot of what you're saying, we're all different in what overwhelms us. And we're all different as to how much of something overwhelms us. And you can also get overwhelmed by positive things. So it's not just negative things. So don't compare yourself to somebody else. The trick here is to understand who you are and how you operate and, you know, just checking in, do I fight or do I flee or do I freeze? It's one of the things, you know. It's like, how do I show up when overwhelmed? How do I feel when overwhelm starts to bubble up in me? You know, how do I know I'm going into overwhelm? Because that's one of the things that you want to do is you want to start feeling when you're just, you know, when you're starting to enter that overwhelm place and then take action there so you don't go into overwhelm. And the reason is like we don't want to go into overwhelm if at all possible, because it does put us in that fight, flight, or flee. If it says danger, danger, your whole body, that reptilian part of your brain, is constantly looking for danger, like we're back in the cave time era, and, you know, it's like you had to have high alert on for animals that would come and attack you or, you know, just, you know, things of nature. You were hyper alert, and so your system is always looking for danger, danger. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of danger then, you know, that compared to today, because we have so many things coming at us that overload becomes danger. Or we feel, you know, there's so many ways that people could criticize us on Twitter or Facebook, whatever. You know, so depending on if that's your thing, that you're worried what people think about you. So so there's this constant underlying of information that's coming in that gets you, you know, overwhelmed a lot more than it did, you know, back in the day. So we have to understand we are surrounded by a lot different energetic things going on around us that, and our life, we live in an ADD world, you know, so understanding that your environment very much contributes to this overwhelm. It isn't you, and another thing I want to say is you are not broken. Because you get overwhelmed and the feelings you have about yourself, and not being able to handle what is showing up in your life, you are not broken. I want to make that very clear. You have a system that is programmed to run a certain way. And some people are, systems are more sensitive than others. And a lot of the people, if you're highly sensitive on this call, you're more sensitive than the non-sensitive. But there's also a range of sensitivity within us. So there's some people that are very, and those sensitivities vary too. So whether it's, you know, smells and textures and light and sounds, or whether it is the amount of work that you have to do, whether it, again, is an internal, like I talked last time, that we have a mental, or our mind is one of our biggest overstimulators that overwhelm us, because of our minds are so highly creative. And besides the creativity, it's the judgment and the critical thinking that we have that contribute to to that overwhelm. Because if we're thinking that we're broken or we're wounded or we're not good enough and not worthy enough, then that sends the signal that we're in danger. Because, you know, it's like a wounded animal in a pack. So we think that if we're not good enough and we're criticizing ourselves, then how will we be part of the tribe? How can we contribute? How will people like us? Will people love us? Will we be protected? Are we safe? Those are really core issues that drive a lot of this overwhelm. And the perfectionist is a perfect example of that, is thinking that you can't, that you have to be perfect before you can receive any good things in your life. So you work, you're very responsible, and you have these ideas that you have to fulfill in your mind, in this creative mind, because this is not reality. But in your mind, you have this idea about how you have to show up in the world, and you're adding all that stress and that the criticism and the disappointment and the judgment and the high standard of what it is that you have to reach, right? That creates overwhelm. And then, so again, whether you're in fight, flight, or freeze, so as a perfectionist, there's a lot of perfectionists that have all these things that they want to do, but because they don't know how they're going to turn out, or that they're going to turn out, or that they're going to be successful, you don't do anything. You just keep thinking about it, and there's little things that distract you. And that creates, you know, so now you're even more critical and disappointed in yourself, and that creates, and there's this underlying how do I survive element to that, and I'm not safe because I'm not your idea of living up to what the tribe expects of you. So that, all of that runs underneath too. So watching what you're thinking, how you think you have to show up, whether there is that perfection, the judgments that are going on, and the thinking that you're wounded, you're broken, playing over stories of things that have happened to you in the past. Living in the past is overwhelming. You know, playing those stories. The best thing that you can do is get in the present moment, right here, right now. And when you do that, you can feel that sense of overwhelm. Whelm, relax. And so I want you to just take a moment and then experience that. So, and I'm also going to ask you, like last time, and thank you everybody for all your responses. And I really appreciate the responses that I've gotten and how this is helping people. And I was amazed at how much the multitasking, talking about that, was so high on the list of the responses. And that's the biggest thing, is so don't multitask right now. Just listen, let the information come in, let your body process it, let it heal. As we're talking about this, it can be very healing, even though you don't have to do anything. But being in this moment can be very healing. So as a brief moment here, just let your mind pull, just imagine, close your eyes, and imagine that you're pulling all of your energy where your mind is in the past. Just like let that energy come back to you in the center of your head right here, right now. It's like rubber bands snapping back. Pull all your energy from the past into this moment right here, right now. And just with every exhale, let your body relax. Let it become more present. Feel it. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel your butt in your seat. And then pull in all your energy that's in the future, your to-dos, your lists, your worries, your fears. Let all of that energy flow back or snap back into the center of your head right here, right now. Just be in this present moment. Listen, what are you hearing? Listening is the fastest thing to get you in the present moment. Just what are you, you hear my voice, you hear, I hear some birds outside. I hear my breath. And just feel your heartbeat. And let out a sigh if you want, and make noises. But this is something, so feel, how does that make you feel? You see how it like calmed you down, brought you into the present moment, just relaxed you a bit? So you can do that throughout the day. Whenever you start to feel like you're getting stressed and overwhelmed, just stop it before it gets full throttle. Just do this. Just do this one practice. Just get into the present moment. Bring your mind into this present moment. And then when you're in this present moment and you're more relaxed, then you can say, okay, what's next? Now your intuition can come in. Now you can be guided. Now you can think clearer because you're not in that fight or flight or flee, feeling like, oh my God, I got to save myself. I'm not safe. So then you're operating from this filter that filters your world. You can't see the opportunities and possibilities. You're just seeing, how do I protect myself at this point? So calming down, being in the present moment. Not multitasking. Whatever you do, do one thing at a time, and you'll do it better. You won't be as stressed. Stop judging yourself critically. Sure, you can go, could I do this better? You know, is there something I have to improve on? That's fine, you know, but not the constant chitter-chatter. And it's on things that you're working on now, not things in the past and not things in the future. That's how you can know if your mind is running away. So this is, again, what I call, you know, managing your mind is not letting it run away in the past or the future. And that critical judging thinking that, you know, what if you just did the best in every moment? And, you know, that got a charge out of that. Because every time that you feel overwhelmed and start to feel stressed, your mind goes, we're in danger. And so it's trying to, and the ego comes in because it doesn't want you to be in danger. And so the ego only knows the past. And so it's going to be processing information that, you know, has to do with your past experiences versus you creating new information, giving yourself direction in the area that you want to move into. Also, when you're in overwhelmed and stressed out, it keeps you from happiness and joy. It's keeping you from the things that you're desiring. So the more you can stay in and create situations and environments for you that are happy and joy-filled and, you know, productive, then you won't get into that. You won't get into that overwhelm and fear. So I guess how do you do this in your day? You know, one of the things is plan your day. I'm going to actually go to one of my lists here. So, yeah, how to prevent, you know, plan your day. Think about where you're going, what you're doing, how you want to feel, what you want to create. What are your intentions in that day? You know, set, like, again, you're in control. And so one of the ways of managing your mind is giving your mind something to focus on. And so if you plan that out, and then you're not letting the other things come in and distract you from your day, you won't be as overwhelmed. And what you can do, too, is you look at your day. I actually, on YouTube, I go over how to create planning your day and give you a structure that you can use using a book where you put squares down, you write down what you have, and you prioritize. And if you do the things that are most important, the first thing throughout the day, and you check it off as you go, then you're not going to be as overwhelmed and stressed. So we're getting to some very practical things right now. The other thing is working like 45 minute to 90 minute chunks of time. So chunk your time and just say, this is what I'm going to do in the next, in this amount of time. Because your mind is going to work better. You won't get as stimulated if you're not sitting forever. And plus, that is not healthy to you. And you're not in front of the computer. And they've done research that this works better for a lot of people. What you focus on, you can get a lot done in those 45 minutes or 90 minutes more than if you do not plan them. If you say, I'm going to get this project done in a day, today, then you will take all day to do that project. But if you say, I will get this done in X amount of time, or I'm going to do as much as I can do, you will get more done than taking the whole day in that less amount of time. So, and that has to do, again, so when you pick those slots of time, you turn off your phone. You don't answer your phone unless, you know, you have to. But, again, stay focused. You don't go to Facebook. You don't go to Twitter. You know, you get that time and you set it and you work in there. And this is, you might get a timer or put the timer on your computer or on your phone. And you do that. And then you get up and you walk around or you can take a walk out in nature. You give yourself, too, it's a way of reinforcing, particularly if you're doing some work that is not that exciting for you, then give yourself a treat afterwards. So it might be then you go talk with a friend or meet a friend for coffee, and then you come back and you do another 90 minutes on your project, and you see yourself marking off these boxes that are on your day planner. I'll put in the newsletter. I'll put that video in there again so you guys can see what I'm talking about. Creating healthy boundaries, saying no. You know, when you plan your day and something comes up and your day is pretty full, and or somebody asks you to do something that you really don't want to do, say no. Don't let others distract you. Don't let others lead you. Like, what? Opening emails, your emails. Pick like twice a day that you go and you look at your emails, because how many of us get in there, get distracted, and all of a sudden we spent 30 minutes in there or on Facebook or Twitter, and we haven't done what we've done, and all of a sudden we start getting revved up and we start feeling overwhelmed, right? Because we're not doing what we set out to do and what we wanted to do, and now we feel like, you know, depending on how our mind plays it out, are we behind on time? Oh, my God, now I have to do this. And, you know, so we start playing out in our minds this story and how it's going to affect our day and affect people and, oh, my, you know, now I have to hurry, blah, 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 blah. And so, again, stopping the story that we make in our mind. And by the way, our mind does not know the difference between make-believe and reality. So those imaginary stories that you make up in your head are creating it like you're really in danger or something's happening. So it gets your adrenaline, it's going, your cortisone levels up. I mean, if you close your eyes and you think you're being attacked by a person or an animal, your body will go through all of the experiences that you would really have if that was really happening. So that's another reason why managing your mind will keep you more happier and less stressed. Because you're not taking yourself, because after you've done that, and then you come back, and it's like, oh, your body's just like it's done this major workout. Your heart's pounding, you're up, everything has to like settle down. So put through your mind, imagine in your mind that you are, grounded, you're being efficient, you're happy, you're calm, you're doing what's needed, you're in charge. Those are the things that you're alert, you're engaged, you're healthy, so all of those things, put your attention on that so your brain can go to work. Your mind tells your brain this is what she wants or he wants, and then it starts producing that, starts giving you those feelings. So again, so creating those healthy boundaries and not playing into being distracted by others. Avoid downers. People who are downers, whiners, the drama. Those people, and being highly sensitive, and we're sensitive to the energies around us, you get sucked into that if you don't have those clear boundaries. That might be something that you're used to getting a charge. Are you a person who, your energy level is kind of mediocre and you get charged up by having drama or creating it yourself? Watch that. And that drama is creating overwhelm and stress in your body and for other people around you. Instead, realize you don't need the drama to get your energy up. You're just thinking you do. And there are other ways for you to get your energy up and start feeling good and better about yourself. And the reason the drama in it is that's a habit. You've created a habit since you were very young, or it might have been your family was all about drama, or you had to be dramatic in order to get attention and get your needs met. So understand that's just a pattern, but it's not serving you now. It might have served you then to get the attention and the needs that your needs met, but it doesn't serve you as an adult and in your business to help create a healthy life and to be productive and that feel calm in your life. Also, it is making those periods of quiet time in your mind, meditation. Going out and being in nature, giving your mind some space so whether you do, like I said, just you can do 1-2 minutes, like what we just did with the breathing, of just getting here and now. You can do a formal meditation in the morning, in the evening, or, whenever you need it, there's audios that you can listen to, you can do visualizations, and you can just do it on your own. It could be through a practice of yoga that you do meditation. You could do a walking meditation by just being in the present moment, or, being aware of every step that you take and the sounds that you hear. Or you could put on music and just listen to the music and keep your attention on the music. You can light a candle and look at the flame and just keep, when your mind wanders, just bring it back so that you're looking at the flame. So there's lots of little ways that you can help yourself throughout the day. And the more that you practice this, what happens is that you then are becoming a good manager of your mind. Like you can pull your mind quicker out of it, going and spacing out and weaving a horrendous story about who you are in your life and what's going to happen in the day because you haven't been paying attention or whatever your story is, to coming back and being peaceful and getting in the moment and then starting again from that moment, what's next? or what do I need, you know, or feeling. And when you are feeling your feelings, what am I feeling? Am I feeling overwhelmed? Am I feeling that I need something and I'm not giving it to myself? There's another thing that causes overwhelm. When we are not paying attention to ourselves, when we are not meeting our own needs and giving ourselves the self-care that we need, when our values get stepped on, it sends us into overwhelm, because that is we're not safe then. There's an underlying, and you might trying to there's an underlying you know, that the basic core of us is, are we safe? Are we secure? You know, and so if and that goes along with, like, are we worthy to be taken care of? Are we worthy to have needs? And a lot of us, as children, came up with the conclusion that we don't have needs. We have to be like our family and our tribe, and we have to assume who we think they want us to be in order to be safe and secure in our life. So we disregard who we really are. And that is, so imagine, you know, your soul in there. It's like, there's like, danger, 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 we're not us. You know, what's happening? You know, that person is, you know, is basically, you know, being stuffed down, suffocated. And so there's that underlying energy of you wanting to come out and be expressed. And when you can't do that in at least little ways throughout the day, there's a tension. There's like this tension, this battle, this. So it could be anger. It could feel like you're in clothes that are too small on you, and it's irritating, and that causes overwhelm. You know, so if you have that, like, you're not doing things that make you happy, your environment doesn't make you happy, that you're not having pleasures in your life, you're not doing things that fuel you, that give you, that are meeting your needs, that you're not loving yourself, and you're letting other people, you know, like, you have no boundaries, so you're just taking care of everybody else, and you're feeling everybody else's stuff, and you're not feeling your own, and you go to bed exhausted at night, and you get up in the morning exhausted, and you go out there, and you're just, and your whole thing is about, you know, people need you. That's your identity. But it's like, that's not true. You need you. You need you. And so anger and frustration and resentment and all of that starts bubbling up. And that makes you, you know, so this, you might want to fight. That's where the drama is. Like, you know, I'm going to fight with somebody because I need to move this energy because I can't stand it and I don't want to feel it. Or you might just go and zone out in the ethers and just be, you know, oh, you know, like, I'm not going in my body. I'm not feeling that. Love, 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 love. Or it might just, you know, again, you know, flee. You're just not going to do the things that you really want to do, that you're called to do. You're just going to distract yourself by eating, addictions, not pursuing the things that you really want, because you believe you don't have the time to do that, and it would be exhausting to do it on top of taking care of everybody else. So that creates fear, overwhelm, and then you think, oh, so no, I'm not good, I'm broken, you know, if I was strong enough, then I could do all of this, you know, and that's bullshit. Got to look at, how are you thinking about your life? How are you, and particularly coming from that place of safety and getting your own your needs met, most of us aren't there, and so that needs to be changed. And so when you get, when you can calm down, when you can be in the present moment, then you can also use your intuition. You can let, you know, those questions that you like, how do I do this, or all the hows, you know, or this is what I'm wanting and I'm desiring. Because if you're taking care of everybody else and you're all over the place and your mind's running amok and you're overwhelmed, you can't even think what it is that you desire. And you need to know that in order to pursue that. And this is not hard, guys. It's not hard. It can seem like it is, but because what it is, it's going to be changing habits, because this is your habits that are running you right now, are running amok. And so this is all about becoming more conscious of what it is that you're doing that's creating these overwhelms in your life, what it is also that you're being from your old programming. And so, again, you're not broken, because your soul, you have a beautifully perfect soul, and you are a worthy human being coming in. And as you came in and were born, you started being programmed by your family, your environment, et cetera. All of that, the church, the schools, you know, started giving you information, and you were a sponge, and you took that in until the age of somewhere between 7 and 9, when you all of a sudden develop your consciousness. But then you have all of that as your underlying programming, your foundation of all, everything you start building on. So just understanding that old program, just like your computer, can be reprogrammed. And that is your responsibility. I remember when I first started this, I was so angry when I found out that this was my programming and wasn't me. And I lived all these years thinking I was not worthy, I was not good enough, and I just kept, you know, I have to learn more, I have to do more, I have to, you know, take care of, you know, all these things. It was like, how can I be perfect so that I can then be worthy to have all the things that I desire? And you know, each goal that I would meet, and then I'd create the next one, you know, I had to be more and more perfect and learn more and more. I never knew enough, right? So I'd study, and go and do all this work. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Why didn't somebody tell me sooner that this is my program running me, that this is not me, and all I have to do is go and change this programming? Why isn't this out there? Why are people, why is this not being taught in elementary school? And it's also more of the men knew it than the women. And so anyway, this is a lot of why I do what I do, is I want to really share with you, you are not broken. This is programming that you have running, and this program can be changed. And that these are your habits and the way that you look at the world, your perception. If you are looking for all the ways that you are overwhelmed and going to be stressed, you will find them. But if you look at the world in the way of, like, so how can I flow through this world? How, if I, you know, I operate from happiness and pleasure and joy. It's like, how can I do what I need to do and get the most out of it? And so I see that more now than the suffering, which I used to have. So I've been there, I've done this, and still doing it. I still, you know, we're like onions. You peel one and one layer, and you get working on that, or we spiral up and up and as we become more conscious, but it becomes quicker. And changing those roots and everything. So, again, you being able to know that you get to create you. One of the metaphors that I also use in this is, you are the star of your life. You're in charge of your whole life as if it's a movie. And you are the star, you're the director, you're the scriptwriter, you're the cameraman, you're the set director, you hire all the people to come in and interact with you. You do everything, lighting, sound, all of it. And so just imagine that, you know, however you are right now, I'll just use, you know, one of my clients was, you know, she's the star, and so the director is going to say, saying to her, you know what, you are going to have all the opportunities to make all the money that you can. You are just so prosperous. But you are going to have to choose between making that money and having a deeply fulfilling relationship with your partner. So her thing was like that she had to choose between being financially successful and the love of her life. And, of course, the love of her life was more important to her, so she never felt she could have the two. And yet all these opportunities and things would be there facing her. So she was always in this struggle that she had to always be choosing. You know, so, you know, that you can, so just like whatever your thing is, just imagine that your director is saying, okay, yes, there's all these opportunities for you, but you know what? You're going to struggle. It's not going to be easy. We want you to struggle as much as you can. And you're like, okay, yeah, sure. And here's all the reasons, and this is what your life looks like. Here's the storyline. So you're also the editor. Go in and edit those. Really get, it's hysterical. Oh my God, we end up like laughing at when you really can hear the director telling you how you're going to show up in your life. You know, you're going to suffer. You're going to, you know, you're never going to have enough time. You're not going to have boundaries. You're going to give your life away to everybody else around you, and you're going to disregard you. How hysterical is that? So your big thing is to go in, edit that. As you as the director, are you going to tell how you're going to live your life now? Using your intuition. Environment is really important to highly sensitives and creatives. So we are distracted by clutter. We're distracted by all of that, you know, if a room does not feel good to us, if a space does not feel good to us, we can't work efficiently in it. It's like fingernails on the blackboard. So understand, you've got to create your environment to support you so you don't feel overwhelmed. If you are working and you are surrounded with a bunch of stacks and a messy room, it won't work. That will, like, eat at you. So take care and make the environment that you're working in as pleasurable and beautiful as you love beauty. You love scents, you know. I have sprays. I have put flowers. I have special things around me. And you know, things have meaning or else they're not in front of me where I work. And in my home. Again, it's like you are in charge, so know that that's important to you and you are worth doing this work and creating this for you because it's going to make you feel so good versus overwhelmed. And let's see. So creating structures also, highly sensitive and creative. It's like, oh, we don't need structures. We operate, you know, we want freedom and we want to be able to express ourselves in whatever way. I learned this late. Structures are wonderful. Like I said, just having that book that I'll put the video where it's a daily plan or this is what I'm going to do today. And the other thing is don't put 30 things on your list. Put 3, 5. You know, and that includes, you know, that includes the things that you're going to do for yourself, your exercise or getting out to walk or meeting people. So that it's not all, so you put those down and then you can add things, you know, if you have time, but then you feel accomplished. It's not like, oh, I didn't do 30 things today. You're not supposed to do 30 things. You can't. The brain can handle like 5 things at once. So just, you know, 5 things at the most. And that includes, something that I always exercise or move my body. I take a walk. I love being around people. I love connecting. So besides my partner, it's like, who am I going to meet today or put myself out in some arena that so that I can be around people because that's important to me. Creating a positive mindset is preventative. So like how are you looking at your life and how can that how can that be changed? What are the habits? Again, the director, you know, how's the director have you looking at your life? And is that serving you? Does that serve you to have more harmony and peace and happiness in your life? So anyway, again, understanding that highly sensitive process information more deeply. We think about what we think. So that can be overwhelming. So watch this, like, are you overthinking your thinking? And just, you know, stop it. Let's see what else. So let's see. If anybody has any questions, then you can hit star 2. If you're on the chat, you can go ahead and ask some questions, and I will see them. Trying to think. I'm looking over my list of things that I wanted to share with you. The other thing, self-care, yeah. So the other thing is that it's really important, again, that you honor who you are and that you take care of yourself first and, fill yourself up with the things that you need and you desire, and then that overflows into the people around you. So it's making sure that you're healthy, that you get enough sleep, you drink enough water, you get exercise, that you're doing things that have meaning to you, and that you have clear boundaries. And last time, too, we, like, cleared your energy around you. So clearing, making sure that you're not taking on other people's energy, and if you are, just giving it back to just one of the things that I do is anybody's energy that's not mine, may it go back to them happily. So I do that throughout the day. So I just feel like there's this fresh cleaning, taking care of my energy around me. When I'm around people, I make sure that, you know, that if I'm doing a coaching session and or reading, that, you know, I make sure at the end I give them back their energy and I take back my energy. So just the consciousness of, you know, here I am and there they are. Doing things, you know, eating beautiful meals that nourish you and laughing, you know, doing the things that creating and doing artwork or, going to art museums, being with friends, gardening, et cetera, are all really beautiful things that you can do. The other thing is slow down. You don't have to live your life in the fast lane, and you don't have to, if you can't live your life in the fast lane and you judge that, I know a lot of highly sensitives, it's like they're almost not, you know, they sort of take themselves out of everything, thinking that there's no middle ground, there's no their ground. And so asking you to understand you can control all this. You can, you know, go out and attend something that you want to attend by managing your energy and spending, you know, just taking care of yourself, being full of your energy, grounding, feeling good about yourself. You'll be able to, be in a situation that when you don't do that and you're coming into it already overwhelmed, that you couldn't handle. So you can do anything. You can do anything. You just have to learn how to efficiently manage your mind, take care of yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually. And like I said, you can do anything. You can be very successful. You can be out in the world. You can be a leader. You can stand in front of people. You can have clear boundaries and be and feel whole and not overwhelmed. And we're all going to get a little overwhelmed here and there. Again, it's just managing that and knowing how to take care of it for yourself. All right, so I don't see anybody that has a raised hand, and I don't see anybody that's got my moderating the chat room. Let's see. Just look through and see if there's anything else to tie up this overwhelm. And just knowing that, you know what, and loving yourself. Oh, my God. Like, that's the biggest soother, calmer, how you can calm yourself down. And just one of the tricks that I do is when something's happening is, like, how can I love myself even more right now? And it might be, you know, get up, walk away, turn on some music and do some dancing, or go out and be in nature, or go meet a friend. You know, it's like, take care of yourself in those moments when you are over. Step away. Highly sensitive, love water. Water is great for us because it helps to ground. It clears away the energies around us. Swimming's great. Go take a shower, sit in a bathtub. Raise your energy. So a lot, you know, it's like thinking, sometimes you think when you're overwhelmed, you don't have any energy. But, again, it's sort of what you're focused on. So raise your energy means, again, loving yourself, having gratitude. What are you grateful for? Getting in the moment rather than in the lower, denser energy that you're in right now that has to do with fear or, you know, not feeling safe or that critical and judgment. Raising your energy is like moving it towards love. How can I love myself even more? What can I do for myself right now that would feel good? Choosing happiness. I choose to be happy. I'm not going to buy into this old habit of, you know, taking myself down. That is a fabulous way to get help. Also, get training or coaching. You know, the one thing is we know our programming. We don't know what else is possible. And that's why having a coach or reading books and people who are doing things in different ways or getting a mentor, they can show you what you can't see right now. And that's why I do these shows. You know, this is why I'm hoping that I'm sharing with you things that is like from your old programming, you couldn't see that was possible, but now you can. And so you start moving through that. Even just a slight little opening, it's like, nope. You start to go into overwhelm. Oh, I remember Marilyn said be in the now and that I'm in control. And as soon as you start realizing you're in control, you won't feel like you're in danger as much. And that will lower your feelings of wanting to fight, flight, flee, or freeze. And that will calm down. You'll learn, like, you can calm yourself down. You just by saying, I am calm. I am calm. I am calm. Again, your mind is giving your brain instructions, and the brain starts to go, oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to calm her down. She wants calm. I'm peaceful. And don't expect others to know what to do for you. They're in their own stuff. We don't know each other. We can only know ourselves. We can have compassion and have an idea, but somebody else doesn't know what's best for you. You have to find that out. You have to experience that, and you have to do it, and you have to ask for what it is that you need. So if you need a hug, ask for a hug. If you need somebody to listen to you, ask somebody to listen. If you need some time to go for a laugh, ask for it. Don't assume because people aren't calling you and saying, hey, they want to do it, because they're in their overwhelm and their stuff. So you take charge. You're in charge of you, and you're in charge of asking for what it is that you desire. You are not like anyone else, and no one else is like you. So big thing, don't be led by other people's agenda. create some self-discipline. That's really important. Manage your mindset, self-care, creating healthy boundaries. Delegate, and prioritize. Get things that you don't like to do, get other people to do them. And prioritize what you have to do, chunk down your time, and let me know how all this works. Let me know what you've discovered, what's really important for you. If you have any questions that you would like me to address in upcoming shows, please email me at coachmarilyn1@gmail.com. Or you can go on my website at www.marilynomalley.com. And you can go on there. There's a phone number. You can give me a call. And if you'd like a discovery session and to talk to me about working with me and me helping you do the reprogramming and to help you see the possibilities and to change those habits and rewire the overwhelm, give me a call and we can do a discovery session and see if it works for us to work together or not. And I wish you all that you know the love that you are and that you also understand how powerful you are. Use your personal power to design your life. That's what it's for. You're here to live your purpose, which is to live happily and to engage in the pleasures that you enjoy and do the things that you really love to do. And go for it. Definitely go for it. So I'm here to guide and love you and reflect back to you the love that you are. You know, it's huge. It's huge, huge, huge. So really tap into that wellspring of love that is already inside of you. There is nothing that you have to do to get love. You are love. You just need to start allowing yourself to receive that and be that. Ah. Okay. All right. Love you all. Take care.